This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Russia's defense ministry announced Monday a ceasefire around the Azovstal steel plant in Mariupol to allow a civilian evacuation from the industrial area that has been sheltering the remaining Ukrainian resistance in the port city. It said the civilians will be taken, quote, in any direction that they have chosen, end quote. The Biden administration has unveiled a new U.S. military assistance and a diplomatic surge for Ukraine as Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin completed a secrecy-shrouded visit to the capital of Kyiv. Blinken and Austin informed Ukraine's president of a more than $300 million package of foreign military financing and a $165 million sale of ammunition. Secretary Blinken says Russia is failing at its goals in the Ukraine.
Russia is failing. Ukraine is succeeding. Russia has sought as its principal aim to totally subjugate Ukraine, to take away its sovereignty, to take away its independence. That has failed. It sought to assert the power of its military and its economy. We, of course, are seeing just the opposite.
The Russian military says it has struck a Ukrainian explosives factory, several artillery depots, and hundreds of other targets. Russia's defense ministry spokesperson said Sunday that the Russian military used precision-guided missiles to destroy a factory making powder and explosives near Pavlorod in central Ukraine. He added that the Russian artillery hit 423 Ukrainian targets overnight. A Nigerian oil official says as many as 100 people may have died in an explosion at an illegal oil refinery in southeastern Nigeria. Two people suspected of involvement in the blast at the illegally run facility were being sought by police. Nigeria is Africa's largest producer of crude oil. This is VOA News. China's capital, Beijing, has begun mass testing and shutting down residential and business districts amid a new outbreak of COVID-19. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
So far, 70 cases have been found in the city of more than 21 million since the outbreak surfaced Friday. Residents were staying home and stocking up on food as a safeguard against the possibility that they could be confined to their homes, as has happened in multiple cities, including the financial hub of Shanghai. Shanghai has been locked down for more than 2 weeks. The city reported 51 deaths in the latest 24-hour period, topping 100 deaths from the ongoing outbreak. The country's borders remain largely closed as the pandemic's economic impact and China's hardline response continue to grow. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Iran said Monday the latest round of talks with its regional rival Saudi Arabia was, quote, positive and serious, end quote, and voiced hope for the further progress soon. Tehran and Riyadh held four rounds of talks in Iraq between April and September last year, with a fifth meeting last Thursday. They severed diplomatic ties in 2016. Shiite Muslim-majority Iran and the Sunni Kingdom of Saudi Arabia support rival sides in several conflicts, including in Yemen, where Tehran backs the Houthi rebels and Riyadh leads a military coalition supporting the government. French President Emmanuel Macron has comfortably won re-election to a second term. His victory Sunday triggered waves of relief among allies that France won't abruptly shift course in the middle of a war in Ukraine from European and NATO efforts to punish and contain Russia. A Trump-era policy that forces asylum seekers to wait in Mexico for hearings in U.S. immigration court will be argued Tuesday before the U.S. Supreme Court. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
President Joe Biden halted the Remain in Mexico policy on his first day in office. A judge forced him to reinstate it in December, but barely 3,000 migrants were enrolled by the end of March, making little impact during a period when authorities stopped migrants about 700,000 times at the border. Criticisms of the policy are the same under Biden as they were under President Donald Trump. Migrants are terrified in dangerous Mexico border cities, and it's difficult to find lawyers from Mexico. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
And recapping our top story, Russia's defense ministry announced Monday a ceasefire around the Azovstal steel plant in Mariupol to allow a civilian evacuation from the industrial area that has been sheltering the remaining Ukrainian resistance. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.